Sprache.
Lofa Polisar, how we doing out there? Dr. P-Rat here talking our famous question, what's going on in the world today? And no more American Presidents Podcast, at least for right now. No. But now, on this Friday, March 15th, the Ides of March, we're talking the Russian presidential election. That's right, President's Podcast is not a Russian President Podcast, for this moment at least. But oh yeah, Vladimir Putin is running for re-election today. And it's a three-day election, starting today, March 15th, and going to March 17th on Sunday. So let's talk about it. President Putin. He first came to power in 1999. Yes, he's been in power for 25 years now, and going for even more. You see, in 1999... then-President Boris Yeltsin resigned and appointed Putin as president. Then in 2000, he won the election. Then terms at that time were 4 years long and a maximum of 2 terms, and that was it. In 2004, Putin wins again and is termed out. But in 2008, he leaves the presidency and becomes prime minister of the country. In the next 4 years, he changes the constitution so he can run again and extends presidential terms from 4 years to 6 years. So in 2012, he runs again, wins. 6 years later, it's 2018, he runs again, wins, and changes the constitution again so he can run 2 more times. And here we are in 2024, where he's running again. Vladimir Putin is 71 years old, and he's been controlling Russia for 1/3 of his life. But who's running against Vladimir Putin, you might be asking? Is he running alone? Well, I'm going to try and give you some of these names. I do not speak Russian, so forgive my pronunciation. But someone running against him is Nikolai Kharitonov of the Communist Party. Also running against him of the New People Party, Vladislav Davanakov. I'm sorry, I told you, I don't speak Russian. And then running for the Nationalist Liberal Democratic Party, Leonid Slutsky. And those are just 3 of the main ones who are running against Putin. So the Communist Party, the New People Party, and the Nationalist Liberal Democratic Party. None of them have a chance at winning. And likely the Communist Party is going to come in second place. They almost always do. And really, none of these candidates oppose President Putin in a real-world sense of things. You know, they're all political allies of President Putin's own political party, which is called United Russia. Any real opposition to Putin was barred from running for election. But Putin is running as an independent this time, not even running with his own party that he created. No. He doesn't need it. He's going to win. There's no real opposition running against him. But the question is, how big will his win be? Will we see more people vote for, let's say, the Communist Party as a form of protest vote against President Putin's invasion to Ukraine and the war that's been going on for over 2 years now that has led to a ton of Western sanctions against Russia? Will we see a big protest vote? That's what we're really watching for, people. We all expect Putin to win, but what we want to know, how has his popularity gone down? We'll let you know how it turns out next week, people. Love you, Lo-Fi. And that's just a snap of what's going on in the world today. Lo-Fi Poli-Sci is more than just me. It's the we that we be. Pickering, signing off.